It's Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
Sticking around for the next hour of Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers.
With Dan and Jeff.
It's a hard.
It's a hard. It's a hard. It's a hard rain.
You're listening to KEPW LP 97.3 FM.
Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon, and streaming online at kepw.org.
Down the stream.
before. Rock and roll.
Van Morrison with In the Days Before Rock and Roll, singing about that radio station, picking up the signal from Luxembourg. Welcome back to Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and fellow travelers. We're celebrating the release of Bob Dylan's new album, Rough and Rowdy Ways, by featuring the individual songs on it. We're going to be playing in the upcoming weeks songs that are related to each of the songs on Rough and Rowdy Ways, songs that provide a context and provide a background. And today, we're going to go with one of Jeff's favorite songs. Jeff?
Well, I've been listening to this album over and over since it came out just last week. And as usual, the more I listen, the more I like it. But since the very beginning, my favorite song has been Key West, Philosopher Pirate. How about you, Dan?
Yeah, it really is a standout track.
But as with many of the songs on the album, it has couplets, lines, even whole verses that, at least at one listen, seem to be sort of randomly placed here and there. And I keep wondering, why is that line, why is that couplet, why is that verse in this song?
It begins with the lines, McKinley hollered, McKinley squalled. Doctor said, McKinley, death is on the wall. that echoes the opening lines of White House Blues, going way back into the 1920s with Charlie Poole. Got this recording off the Anthology of American Folk Music, an anthology that Dylan himself is quite familiar with. Let's listen to White House Blues. McKinley hollered, McKinley squalled. Doc said to McKinley, I can't find that ball. William McKinley was the 25th president of the United States and our third of our four presidents who have been assassinated. His vice president was Teddy Roosevelt, and the rest is history.
Doc says, McKinley, I can't find that ball from Buffalo to Washington. Roosevelt in the White House, he's doing his best. McKinley in the graveyard, he's taking his rest. He is gone, long old time. Hush up, little children, now don't you fret. You draw a pension at your papa's death from Buffalo to Washington. Roosevelt in the White House drinking out the silver cup. He lives in the graveyard, he never wakes up. He is gone, long old time. Ain't good one thing that grieves my mind. That is to die and leave my poor wife behind. I'm gone, long old time. Look here, little children, spread your breath. You draw a painting at your papa's death from Buffalo to Washington. Standing at the station, just looking at the time. If I could run it by half past nine from Buffalo to Washington. Paying the train, she's just on time. She runs 1,000 miles from 8 o'clock to 9 from Buffalo to Washington. Yonder comes the train, she's coming down the line. Throwing at my station, Mr. McKinley, the dime. It's hard time, hard time. What you've done, you shot my husband at Ivor Johnson gun. Get mad to Washington. Doc on the horse, he tore down his mane. Said to that horse, you got to outrun the train from Buffalo to Washington. Doc trained to Randy, checked off his specs. Said, Mr. McKinley, better pass in your check. You bound to die.
That's worth some money. Think about it. That is worth some money. That that's worth some money. Think about it, that is worth some money. A trip to the market, a trip into the pearl gray morning sunlight that settles over Washington. A trip to the market, a trip around the world where the evening meal is negotiable if there is one. This is a lonely, lonely, lonely life. Sorrows everywhere you turn. And that's worth something when you think about it. That is worth some money. That's worth something when you think about it. That is worth some money. I believe in you. Summer sky stars are falling all along the Indian coast. And if I have money, if I have children, summer sky stars are falling all along the Indian coast. Say, wow, do wah, do wah. Summer skies, the stars are falling all along the Indian coast. Wow, do wah, do wah. Summer skies, the stars are falling.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the man who rode you switch from sails to steam, and in your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream, most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over-40 victim of fate, arriving too late, arriving too late. Done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last, never meant to last. To go fishing down the rock bottom again, just a few friends, just a few friends. Occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna head up town. I feel like I drown. Gonna head up town.
Sunshine. sunshine in my beer, thinking about eloping. Nothing's locked, never will be. Everything is open. There's only one thing that lurks in my mind. It's nothing here and nothing I've left behind. It's something up front, something I hope to find. I'm gonna set sail again tonight, round the horn and in the clear moonlight. Or at least I'm sure it's gonna be soon as I find my Florida Keys.
That was Taylor Goldsmith from the 2014 album Lost on the River, where Taylor Goldsmith, Elvis Costello, Jim James, Rhiannon Giddens, and a number of other musicians finish songs that Dylan had left uncompleted that he'd just written the lyrics to way back in 1967 during the basement tape era. That was Florida Key. Interestingly enough, Taylor Goldsmith, who sang that song, records with the band Dawes, and the album they put out a couple years after the recording of that song was produced by Blake Mills, who features prominently in the new Dylan album Rough and Rowdy Ways. Blake Mills also performed on most, if not all, of the tracks of that Dawes album, We're All Gonna Die. Blake Mills now works down at Sound City Studios in Los Angeles, where Rough and Rowdy Ways was recorded, and he recently went on Instagram and released some video of him performing the parts that he played in Rough and Rowdy Ways, and it was really great to see and hear that. Before Florida Key, Jimmy Buffett, A Pirate Looks at 40. Some of you might remember that back in 1982, at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, Dylan performed a duet with Joan Baez of that very song. They performed Pirate Looks 40, they performed Blowin' in the Wind. Dylan had the lyrics to the song written on, what was it, his cuff or guitar or something like that. He has spoken affectionately of Jimmy Buffett as a songwriter in the past, and the two have hung out together. And before A Pirate Looks at 40, it was Paul Simon with The Coast, singing about traveling all along that injured coast, singing about musicians who are present at a funeral for someone who had passed away, capturing that same tropical feel that Dylan does with Key West. You're listening to Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and fellow travelers, and we are featuring Key West, track number 9 of his 10-track album Rough and Rowdy Ways, just released last week. We are going to preempt our 20 pounds of headlines segment this week so that we can cram all the music in that we want to get in for you. Suffice it to say that most of the news in the world of Bob Dylan is all of the praise that his album Rough and Rowdy Ways is getting. Currently on Metacritic, it sits at 95 out of 100, which signifies universal acclaim, and people are loving it and love to hear Dylan at top form. Well, you get to hear him at top form. Here is the song we're featuring tonight, Bob Dylan from Rough and Rowdy Ways, Key West.
McKinley Holler, McKinley Small, Dr. Sue McKinley, death is on the wall. Say it to me, if you got something to confess. I heard all about it. He was going down slow. I heard it all, the wireless radio, from down in the boondocks, way down in Key. I'm searching for love, for inspiration. On that pirate radio station, coming out of Luxembourg and Budapest. Radio signal clear as can be. I'm so deep in love that I can hardly see. Down in the flatlands, way down in Key West. Key West is the place to be if you're looking for immortality. Stay on the road, follow the highway. It's fine and fair. If you lost your mind, you'll find it there. Key West is on the horizon line. I was born on the wrong side of the railroad track, like Ginsburg, Corso, and Kerouac, like Louie and Jimmy and Buddy and all the rest. Well, it might not be the thing to do, but I'm sticking with you through and through. Down in the flatland, way down in Key West, I got both my feet landed square on the ground. Got my right hand high with the thumb down. Such is life, such is a happiness. Hibiscus flowers, they grow everywhere here. If you wear one, put it behind your ear. Down on the bottom, way down in Key West. Key West is the place to go, down by the Gulf of Mexico, beyond the sea, beyond the shifting sand. Key West is the gateway key to innocence and purity. Key West, Key West is the enchanted land. I've never lived in a land of ours, or wasted my time with an unworthy cause. It's hot down here, and you can't be overdressed. Tiny blossoms of a toxic plant, they can make you dizzy like a hippie, but I can't. Down in the flatlands, way down in Key West, where the fishtail ponds and the orchid trees, they can give you that bleeding heart disease. People tell me I ought to try a little tenderness. Amelia Street, Bayview Park, walking in the shadows after dark. Going under, way down in Key West, I play gumbo limbo spirituals. I know all the Hindu rituals. People tell me that I'm truly blessed. Bougainvillea blooming in the summer and the spring. Winter here is an unknown thing. Down in the flatlands, way down in the Key West. Key West is under the sun, under the radar, under the gun. You stay to the left, and then you lean to the right. Feel the sunlight on your skin, and the the healing virtues of the wind. Key West is the land of light. Wherever I travel, wherever I roam, I'm not that far from the convent home. I do what I think is right, what I think is best. Mystery Street, off of Mallory Square, Truman had his White House there. Eastbound, westbound, way out in Key West. 12 years old, they put me in a suit, forced me to marry a prostitute. There were gold fringes on her wedding dress. That's my story, but not where it ends. She's still cute, and we're still friends. Down on the bottom, way down in Key West, I play both sides against the middle, trying to pick up that pirate radio signal. I heard the news, I heard your last request. Fly around, my pretty little miss. I don't love nobody, give me a kiss. Out on the bottom, way down in Key West. Key West is the place to be if you're looking for immortality. Key West is paradise divine. Key West is fine and fair. If you lost your mind, you'll find it there. Key West is on the horizon line.
Key West, Philosopher Pirate, a beautiful puzzle.
One of the verses that puzzled me the most is the one about having to marry a prostitute. He says, 12 years old, they put me in a suit, forced me to marry a prostitute. That's my story, but not where it ends, etc., etc. Well, Dylan can say that's my story about almost anything. Dan helped me understand that that could be a reference to the book of Hosea in the Old Testament. Certainly Dylan knows his Old Testament. Verse 2, when the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go, take to yourself a wife of harlotry, and have children of harlotry, for the land commits great harlotry by forsaking the Lord." Well, of course, Dylan does contain multitudes. Perhaps he contains Hosea as well.
Yes, Hosea, that prophet with an almost 60-year vocation, who prophesied the fall of Israel. Certainly no false prophet there. It's really apt, Jeff, that you bring up I Contain Multitudes, because both I Contain Multitudes and Key West are in the same musical key. They're both in C, and both feature the same chord progression from C to A minor to F. Given that Key West finishes up the first disc of the album, it's a really interesting circular movement to have both the first and last songs of the first disc have that same chord sequence at their beginning.
Now it's time once again for
Who Did It Better?
This is your chance to vote for whose version of the song of the week you think is better.
Go to the ends of the
go to our Twitter page at @RainTrains, @RainTrains, and vote for Who Did It Better. Our song last week was Mr. Tambourine Man. We asked you who did it better, Bob Dylan from his 1965 album Bringing It All Back Home, or the Byrds from their 1965 album Mr. Tambourine Man. And the winner is, with 90% of the vote, Bob Dylan. Because we have so much music to play you this week, we're going to go right into our next couple songs for Who Did It Better, which is also going to close out the show. But first, you want to tell us a little bit about Deadish this week?
Be sure to stick around for Deadish, coming up right after Hard Rain and Slow Trains, focusing tonight on Summer Tour 85, including this very date, June 25th, 1985. And I promise we'll get some Zero in there, too.
Thanks, Jeff, and thanks for introducing me to this really remarkable version of Sad-Eyed Lady at the Lowlands that Joan Baez performed on her 1968 album, Any Day Now, a double LP of all Bob Dylan covers. We're going to close out this show that has featured a trip to the flatlands of the Key West with a trip to the lowlands. First, Bob Dylan's 1966 version of Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands that he wrote for his wife, Sarah. And then we're going to close out with Joan Baez's 1968 version. Please go to our Twitter page, @RainTrains, and vote and tell us who did it better. And you'll be hearing from us next week.
With your mercury mouth in the missionary times, and your eyes like smoke, and your prayers like rhymes, and your silver cross, and your voice like chimes. Oh, who do they think could bury you with your pockets well protected at last, and your streetcar visions which you place on the grass, and your flesh like silk, and your face like glass? They get to carry you. Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophet says that no man comes. My warehouse eyes, my should I put them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? With your sheets like metal and your belt like lace and your deck of cards missing the jack and the ace, and your basement clothes and your hollow face, who among them didn't think he could outguess you? With your silhouette when the sunlight dims, your eyes where the moonlight swims, and your matchbook songs and your gypsy hymns, who among them would try to impress you? Sad that I'd lead you the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I put them by your gate, or said I'd lady, should I wait? The kings of Tyrus with their convict list are waiting in line for that geranium kiss. And you wouldn't know it would happen like this, but who among them really wants just to kiss you with your childhood flames on your midnight rug and your Spanish manners and your mother's drugs and your cowboy mouth and your curfew plugs? Who among them do you think could resist you? Said I'd lead you up the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I leave them by your gate, or sad-eyed lady, should I wait? Oh, the farmers and the businessmen, they all did decide to show you where the dead angels are that they used to hide. But why did they pick you to sympathize with their side? How could they ever you? They wished you'd accepted the blame for the farm, but with the sea at your feet and the phony false alarm and with the child of the hoodlum wrapped up in your arms, how could they ever have persuaded you? Said I'd lead you the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophets say that no man's come. Should I leave them by your gate, or sad-eyed lady, should I wait? With your sheet metal memory of Cannery Row and your magazine husband who one day just had to go, and your gentleness now which you just can't help but show, who among them do you think employ you. Now you stand with your thief, you're on his parole. With your holy medallion in your fingertips now that fold, and your saint-like face and your ghost-like soul. Who among them could ever think he could destroy you? Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophet say that no man comes. Now as my Arabian drums, should I lead them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait?
Sad-eyed lady of the lowlands. Phone.